welcome you to the Real Talk Table. Join us, yeah, at the Real Talk Table.
Welcome to the Real Talk Virtual Table. My name is Pastor Veronica, and I welcome you at the table. We can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to Real Talk at the Virtual Table. I am Pastor Rebecca. Tune in, tell a friend, and take your seat at the virtual table for some real talk.
This is Prophetess Ayana Lene, and you're watching Real Talk at the Virtual Table.
Evangelist Marla here. I'm inviting you all to join us. Real Talk at the Virtual Table is going to be exciting. Can't wait to see you there.
This property is Dr. J here. Listen, you are on Real Talk at the Virtual Table. Don't you dare touch that dial. Stay tuned. Your season is about to shift.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk at the Virtual Table. We are back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And tonight, before we say anything, I just want to open up in prayer. I want to give God glory and praise for all the doors He's opening, all that He's doing. Amen. So, Father, we just thank You tonight, God. We bless You tonight, God. We truly honor You tonight, God. Truly, God, it's a privilege and an honor to be in Your presence one more time again with my sisters, God. Father, I pray tonight that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts is acceptable in Your sight. We pray tonight, God, that You will bless us, Father God, and bless every hearer, Father God, at the sound of our voices. Father, You go before us. Let every enemy be scattered. We thank You now. We bless You now. We ask You to cover us as we speak tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we have with us a brand new face in the place. It might be new to you, but it's not new to us. This is our sister, Prophetess Ayana, and she's up on the Real Talk Virtual Table with us. We want to send a shout out to Evangelist Jennifer Marlowe as we're praying for her healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Pastor Rebecca Cooper. We also have Pastor Veronica, my spiritual daughter, up in the house. Amen. Amen. So we're going to turn it over tonight to Pastor Rebecca, and we're going to go with the flow. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm happy to be seated at the table again with my sisters. Our topic tonight was navigating through your transition, the change of season. And initially, what the Lord had ministered to me was April showers bring May flowers. And it ministered to me because I know a lot of people are going through difficulties and storms, but seasons do change. And usually when you're entering into a transition, a storm will arise. And so it just makes sense for the Lord to lead me tonight. I want to open up with Luke 8:22-26. Now it came to pass on a certain day that He went into a ship with His disciples, and He said unto them, "Let us go over unto the other side of the lake." And they launched forth, but as they sailed, He fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to Him and awoke Him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And so for somebody tonight, you might be in the midst of going to the other side. The Lord has given you a word and you were encouraged to receive that word. But God doesn't always show us everything in the middle. Hallelujah. He'll show us everything in the middle. But I thank God that we can rest assured and lean on the word of the Lord, that if he gave you a word that you're going to make it to the other side, you shall make it to the other side. You might be in the middle of a transition right now. It doesn't look like God is hearing you. It doesn't look like God is feeling you. It just seems like you haven't found the comfort that you've been looking for. But I just believe, God, that in the midst of everything that I have endured and every transition that I have experienced, I'm now on the other side, and I have seen God restore. I have seen God move mountains for me, and I'm believing God to do the same for you. What he mentioned, what he really showed me through the scripture was how the disciples, they had enough faith to come to him, but they didn't have enough faith to truly believe that he could deliver. And sometimes we're praying, but we'll get up and we worry. Amen. They called him master, which means, I want to read it, so I say it right: teacher, chief, commander, one fully authorized. So we can't just believe that God is. We have to believe that he has the authority to calm every storm and to deliver us out of every situation, even in the midst of us going through that transition to the other side. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna pass it on to my sisters.
Amen. Amen. I think that is so good because, you know, there's the scripture in Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a time for everything, season for every activity under heaven. Amen. Right. So we know that time comes and it goes, you know, and so as time comes, seasons change. And so as the seasons change, we have to be ready. We got to be prepared to enter in, because it's just like if it's summertime, we're not going to put on coats. We're going to make sure we're wearing whatever makes us feel comfortable. Yeah. And so God wants us to be prepared. Preparation is key for the seasons that he's taking us into.
That's so
I like that. And it helps us to transition easily, because God is strategic. And everything that he does it one step at a time. And we got to just go with the flow, you know. And as we transition into our seasons, because we're going to have season. We're going to have some good season. We're going to have some rough season. We're going to have some fair weather seasons. We're going to have all different type of seasons. But the seasons that we saw yesterday, we might not see today.
I love that.
I like that.
Yeah, I love it. While you guys were talking, I was even thinking, you know, when this topic was given, I was like, you know what? Transitions reveal that we're not in control.
Come on.
Proverbs 16:9 tells us that while we may plan our ways, it is the Lord who ultimately establishes our paths. Yeah. And so transition is a reminder that our lives are not our own. And they're the Lord's. And I don't know about you, but when I'm in a transition, the last thing that I don't want to know is that I'm not in control. It really reveals the content of your heart. And it reveals, do you really trust me? I don't know if you've ever been there, but I know for me, I can trust him in the mountaintops, but it's very hard when I can't see. And when it seems as though, like the woman of God said, my sis said, you know, that when the winds are blowing and, you know, it seems as though, you know, my eyesight has become a little scattered. One thing that I've realized is, Veronica, your steps are ordered by the Lord. And, you know, and you're not going to see your steps, but you got to step. And that's the biggest thing.
Amen. I believe, you know, the scriptures talk about that he takes us from faith to faith. You know, we might have had, like Pastor Rebecca said, enough faith to get to that level. But before we get to the next level, there's going to be some rocky times. There's going to be some storms. And I just love the realness of the Bible and the scriptures, and even how the disciples say, do you not care if we perish? Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times when we go through difficult transitions, it seems like God is not there, right? We're looking around. It looks dark. It's windy. We don't know what's going on. Like Pastor V was saying, it's like, you know, we're like going through the whole motion of everything, and we don't have control. And as human creatures, we're used to having controls. We're used to feeling like we have control. But when you don't have control and you're just at the mercy, it's so it seems, of the situation of what you're going through, then it is very scary. And sometimes I've been through some storms in my life that I feel like, Lord, where are you at? Can you see me? So I definitely can relate to that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Change comes whether we're happy about it or not.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're prepared, change is going to come.
Yeah.
Because the Bible tells us there's a time for everything under the sun, you know? And so as we look at our own individual lives, we begin to see that we have endured so many different seasons in our lives, you know? Mm-hmm. And for some of us, we felt like we was going to give up in some of the seasons. Some of us, we felt like we're not going to make it through some of the seasons. But in the midst of the season, God is still there with us. And I just want somebody to understand that tonight, that even though you might feel like you're not going to make it, even though it might look, it don't look good right now, just know that God is still there with you. I think Pastor Veronica said that God was there with me, even in the midst of what it might look like. The seasons are going to change. You just got to go with the flow and just trust God.
Yes.
And it takes faith. It takes faith to transition from one season to another.
Yes. I think one of the things that makes it hard for us is hard for us to let go of the old and move into the new. So when we're in that transition, you know, there's an inner struggle, because sometimes we want things to stay the way they are, but God will allow a storm to come in to blow out anything that he no longer wants to use, and to blow in, you know, I believe a greater level of his glory so it can be shown in your life. You know, sometimes we forget that it's not about us, but it's about God getting the glory out of what I'm going through. It's easy to start focusing on my pain, and I'm a prime candidate for that. And the Lord had to check me in the midst of my transition and my storm, that you're more focused on the pain than my power. This is why you're losing hope. This is why you feel hopeless. This is why you feel like the storm is more powerful than what I've already done for you and how much I've already given you. And so I just want to encourage someone tonight to take your eyes off of the pain. I know it hurts. You know, I'm not one of them that believe that, you know, just have faith and, you know, it's all true. But at the end of the day, you feel it and it's real. But I will say this, that I thank God for a support team. You know, sometimes you have to get around those who can encourage you when you feel like giving up, when you can't find the words to encourage yourself. Get around somebody else who's already been through a transition and they know what it is to come out on the other side, and they can let you know that, oh yes, you will recover. I remember asking the Lord, will I ever recover from this? Because that's how dark it was, and I just felt like it was hopeless and this was it. But God has brought me out with a mighty hand. And I tell you one thing, I wouldn't want to go through it again, but I thank God for the benefit.
That is so true.
I caught that. I love that, because one thing I love that you said is you got to be 100%. People probably are watching this video and they're probably like, listen, prophetess, pastor, do they, you know, they go through stuff. I want you to know, if no one tells you, we go through a lot of stuff, right? You know, we go through a lot of stuff, but one thing God has shown me is the wisdom of that stuff. What are you carrying? Who are you talking to during while you're going through, right? Through the transition, because through the transition, not everybody is called to speak into that transition. I really truly believe that through this process, God has shown me that God is unchanging, even if it changes. God is unchanging. You know, the situation is going to change, but I'm not changing. My promises concerning you is not going to change. And so that helps me understand in the road to Damascus when I'm walking down. Like, God, you know what? If you got to blind me in order for me to see, you know what? I'm okay with that. You know, and the fact is that in that road, you got to walk that thing by yourself sometimes with that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have to honestly just tell somebody that don't look at just what you see and think that we're just in this place that we don't struggle and we don't have pain. Listen, this scar is a mark of transition. I have to really understand what it is to live with this wound, to live with this scar, and to be okay with it and be okay in my skin. And, you know, I just want to encourage somebody, no matter where you're at, sick, you're shut in, no matter if you're going through a divorce, no matter what it is, understand that even though the situation changes, God won't.
Amen. One of the things that I've learned, I'm going to be 53 in July, and I've learned so much over these past years. You know, they said, my mom used to always say, experience teaches wisdom. And I really believe that is true, you know, because it you have to take it step by step. And one of the first step in I believe in dealing well with the change of the season is to accept the fact that change is something that we can't change.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We can't change. Change is not something that you can change. It's God that makes the changes. The Bible said man plan, but God erases. And so sometimes we might have, that's why I don't even do resolutions. I don't do that kind of stuff because I know, okay, I might do it for January for 30 days. I might do it for February for 10 days. I might come back. Let me try it again for 5 more days. But I know that I'm not going to keep it. I just have to say, God, take me one day at a time. And God, help me in this transition. Help me in this change. And you know when you're in a transition, you can feel it. You can. It's like you can smell it and you understand it. You're like tearing your hair. Oh, God, I don't understand, Lord, what is going on? But he just wants you to, all he's doing is building up the muscle of our faith. He's there with us. He never leaves us. Neither will he forsake us. And we just have to surrender our will to his will. Because, you know, the Bible says that he has an expected end for us. Can just imagine, he already knows the end. Glory to God. Before we even get there, he's at the finish line waiting for Pastor Iyana, waiting for Pastor Rebecca, waiting for Pastor Veronica, waiting for you that are watching. He's at the finish line and he's waiting for us to come on home.
I love it.
Amen. There's two things that I was just thinking of. One was that the whole journey is started with the Lord. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. We know that he is the author and the finisher. He is the beginning and he is the end. He hasn't lost the case. So when we know that we are going with him, even though we might not be able to see and imagine how in the world is this that I'm going through going to still allow me to get to that place that God has shown me, we have to also realize he is the master creator. You know, he can create something out of nothing, or he can show us what was already there for us that we did not see at that time. And so when we're going through things, we have to just hold on. We can't look at the storms. We can't look at what we're going through, no matter how difficult it is. We have to just keep our focus on the Lord and what he has spoken and the fact that he is with us. And because he is with us, then we will get to the other side.
We will, Prophet Sayana. I like that. Because I'm going to the other side. I don't know about that. But I'm going to make it to the other side. You know, listen, because change don't come without a blessing.
Come on.
There is a blessing on the other side. Okay, come on, Nosa.
We've already gotten everything that we are able to get at this level.
Come
we
on.
We have to go through to get to what we have not yet obtained.
Come on. Come on.
We have to go through those things in order to receive what God has for us next.
Well,
So awesome that you said that. It's one of the things that the Lord was showing me, how when these storms come or you're in the midst of a transition, he not only reveals the current condition of your faith, but where he wants your faith to be. So the disciples have the faith to come knowing that, okay, we're going to perish if you don't do something, but can he really outpower this storm? You know, so he if you read on, he asks them, where is your faith?
Where is your
faith? Where is your faith? And they being afraid wonder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. And I love this. This just jumped out at me. And they arrive. So I want to leave that with somebody today. And they arrive, even after the storm, even after the rain, even after the wind, they arrived. They had enough faith to go to Jesus. And they also, the Lord was showing him, now you need the faith to believe that I'm more powerful than the destruction that is laying before you right now. That blessed me. And they arrived. Let that just bring in your spirit tonight as you go to sleep. And I just pray that God will give you peace to really allow that word to minister to you. And they arrived. You will arrive at your intended destination no matter what you're going through. Sometimes we give the enemy more power, hallelujah, than he really has. Yes, he has some power, but the Lord has power and authority, and he has invested that same power and authority within us. And the Lord is just waiting for us to get in agreement. Amen. He's not going to go before us. He says, I want you to join forces with me, and I'll show you how powerful you can be, even in the midst of this storm. Hallelujah.
Just like you said, Pastor Rebecca, where does your faith lie? Where is your faith? Is your faith in the destruction that you're not going to make? Do you have more faith that you're not going to make it than, more than the faith that you are? Come on. Yes. Like, where is your faith? Because you're going to believe in something. Either you're going to believe that God is with you, that he's for you, that you're going to arrive, or you're going to believe that you're not going to arrive and that this situation is going to take you out. So what do you believe?
And you know, as I thought about it, you know, it makes so much sense because God told Abraham to leave his country. Woo, Jesus. God told Abraham to leave his country, his people,
and his household,
and go to the land that he's going to show him.
He sure did.
God told Abraham he was going to be the father of many nations. So where he was at, the blessing could not come there. So he had to transition.
Yes.
It takes obedience to transition to a place that you're not familiar with. Because for a lot of us, if I don't have control of the situation, I ain't doing it.
My God.
This is how you know when you're God-driven. Because you lose your control. You no longer say no to God. It's yes, your will be done. And you transition to another place that you know nothing about. But you're trusting God. Hallelujah. And you're believing God. If Shamando Sata. Ah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God. Because this is helping me. Because sometimes I sit and I say, God, where do I go from here? God, how do I handle this situation? I feel like I'm in a transition and nobody really understands because it's intimate, it's personal. God is dealing with you. And where he's trying to take you, it's going to take obedience and it's going to take faith. And you got to block out every distraction. That's why he told Abraham, leave everything. Come on. Sometimes you got to just leave, let it go, and let God be God in the
Oh, God. I love that.
You know God, thank you.
You know what? I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm like, you know what? Everybody wants transformation, but they don't want transition. Transition equals transformation. And so you want a transformation, but you don't want to go through nothing. But you know, Mom, I got to piggyback on that because that thing was real good to my soul. So even though you talk about Abraham, his seed could not hang on the coat strings of his father.
Come on.
His seed still had to go through transition and talk to a barren land, thinking that he was going to walk in a land that was already harvest. He had to go through transition himself to see the transformation. And so for those that are on here thinking that putting that weight on somebody else to do it for you, baby, you got to go through that. You got to go through that. And you got to go through that knowing that transformation is birth. When you go through it, you might go through it scared. You might go through it crying. There's no specific way on where we should go through it. We just got to hold on to the hem of the garment and not let go of it and hold on to our faith, right? And so we got to do it. You know, like I think about it, even David was depressed, but he still transformed because he went through transition. And so it's very, very important that you understand that transition is imperative for your transformation.
I got to jump in, Pastor Lee, because my God, when you think about the fact that when Jesus said, let's go to the other side, I'm sure they was skipping to that boat. They was excited. They like, yeah, let's go. And that's how we are. We get excited about the promise, but then we want to give up in the process. We want to throw in the towel. We want to think that it's too much. You know, I remember when the Lord told me, you know, that I had to come to Buffalo. I was like, okay, new land, you know, new opportunity, new this. I didn't know it was going to mean a new divorce. Okay. I didn't know it was going to mean having to go into a new job. I didn't know it was going to mean all of the things that I had to go through. And I think that's what happens. We are excited when we get that word. We're excited when things are starting to look good. But when we hit that unexpected time, when we hit that difficult time, when we hit those things, which we are going to hit. Because at the end of the day, just like when he was, the Lord was taking the children through through the wilderness, he said, I'm taking you through this way to test what was in your heart to see if you would obey my commandments. I'm taking you this so that when I do bless you with what I'm going to bless you with, you're going to be so connected and joined with me. You're not going to be swayed away by the possessions and what I've given you, but instead your heart is still going to be intertwined with me.
My God, my God, my God.
So I just think it's that transition when you hit that unexpected storm. Jesus didn't say we're going to go to the other side and we're going to go through a storm. He just said we're going to go through the other side. They weren't expecting it. And because when we go through things that we're not expecting, it kind of knocks us off for a moment. Yeah, we got to keep our focus back onto the Lord.
Yes.
So good.
Listen, this is what I need. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but for somebody out there tonight, you might be going through, you might be between a rock and a hard place right now. Mm-hmm. You might be feeling like, I can't take this no more. I'm giving up. You might be going through a divorce like Prophet Sayana just testified on her own self. You might be going through sickness in your body. Whatever it is that you're going through, it's a transition.
Yes.
It's a transition. Yes. And there is a blessing on the other side of it.
There is
a blessing. God does not make mistakes. God is strategic. And he doesn't allow things without a purpose. And a plan. He's not like us that get excited easily, like Prophet Sayana just said. And it's true, because I know for me sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, guess what? Oh my gosh, I get so excited easily. But God is calm. He neither slumber nor sleep. He's a sovereign God. He's an everlasting Father. He's the almighty creator. And he loves us with an everlasting love. And so no matter where you might find yourself right now, no matter what's going on in your life right now, trust the process and know that God is going to come through. This morning, Pastor Veronica said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because listen, every time that something happened, all Jesus did was say, peace, be still. Just stand still.
Yes.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Because yes, you might be going through pain right now, but the pain serves a purpose. Serves a purpose. It serves a purpose.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just feel like if I can just add on what you were saying earlier, Prophetess Joanna, how I believe that our strength lies in our surrender. It hurts in the beginning. We're fighting against it. We want to tell God our will and, you know, what we feel like we want to go through, what we don't want to go through. Yeah. But I think about Jesus when he prayed in the garden and he asked the Father to remove the cup.
If it wouldn't pass
unless he drink it. But it wasn't until he said, if it doesn't pass unless I drink it, your will be done. It's the next verse says that the Father sent angels to strengthen him. So that taught me that my strength is found in my surrender. Even though it's a bitter cup, even though it's hard, even though Jesus knew what he was about to endure, the power was found in his surrender. So I just want to encourage someone today. It's hard to surrender. Like we said in the beginning, we want control. We want to know what's going to happen. We want to know who's involved. But there are times that the Lord will blind us, as Pastor Veronica says, so that we can't see our way. All we can do is trust him. But I tell you one thing, every time that I place my trust in the Lord, he's never failed me and he's never failed me. So I encourage you to trust the Lord. It can be a scary place. It can be intimidating. But if God be for you, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
You know, Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25 says, I had to pull it up real quickly. Jesus gave the disciples clear instructions. He said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. I had that scripture. I was meditating on that scripture all day today, because Jesus gave them clear instructions. And this is how we surrender. This is how we transition. We deny ourselves. We take up the cross and we follow him. That's it. You ain't got to do nothing else. Just deny yourself. Get yourself out the way. Take up the cross. You're going to have some pain. It's going to be some struggles. It might be hard sometime, but there was someone that helped Jesus carry the cross. He's going to send someone to help you carry, to bear that cross. And then when you're carrying that cross, just follow after him. Just follow Adam and trust the process and know that it's going to work together for our good and for his glory.
Yes.
That's so powerful. I think that so many of us, as we women are on this line, and you can see us, and we're, you know, excited because we came out from the other side. We can vividly remember what it felt like to be in the storm. We can vividly remember feeling at times like, Lord, where are you? So if you are feeling those things, you in the Word, you in the Bible, you know, because we see how the disciples felt like that. We see how even Jesus, when he was on the cross, you know, he even was saying, you know, Father, have thou forsaken me? You know, so even Jesus, when you get through those times, but that was at the time when he was getting ready to transition himself. Those dark times, it will have you feeling. And I just felt in my spirit to just emphasize that there will be times that it will be nothing but darkness around. But because God said that he is with you and he would never leave you nor forsake you, you can best believe that if you just hold on and do just like Pastor Joanna was saying, and just continue to hold on that cross and continue to deny yourself and follow after the Lord, even if you only can hear his voice, even if you can only do the last thing that he told you to do, you will arrive at the place. And when you look back, you're going to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, you'll make it.
That's it. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave this here. It's okay to go through the transition and allow God to reveal your character through it. Because one thing that I've realized is transition will reveal your heart posture towards God.
Amen.
And it is so important that as someone is listening, as God reveals, don't be so quick to speak against those things. Be quick to say, God, change me, oh God. Father, change these things, because as I'm transitioning, I'm not going to ignore that this transition might happen again. But yet the next time I want to go through it differently than this time. And so allow God to show you the layers of who you are, because only he can show you that. And as I'm sitting here, I see like someone on the potter's wheel and how God is really molding you through transition. God is taking the fire and putting it on you, and you feel as though that he is going to break you. But I want to tell you that the mold cannot be broken. The potter, he is on that wheel. He knows how to shift you, how to move you, how to mold you. But most importantly, he knows how to love you through the process. And so do not be discouraged. Know that, you know, like someone said, weeping may endure for a night, but you will see that morning. You will. Yeah. The woman of God says, they are arrived. They did arrive. They will arrive. You shall see your arrival. And when you see it, don't forget the process in which you had to go through to get there.
That's it. Trust me, he will remind you of the process.
Oh God. I love it. Like Pastor Becca said, like, I don't want to go through it again. Nope. But I'm so glad that I did go through it.
That's a good one. Yeah.
One time too many. But this is so good. We just thank God, and we pray that somebody was blessed tonight. Amen. From everything that was said. You know, it shows that we have studied to show ourselves approved unto God, you know, and I'm excited. I'm so excited for what God is going to do next. You know, the book says our next is now. And so I'm excited. I'm so excited. This topic was really a blessing for me. It was really a blessing for me, because it lets me understand clearly that there are time and seasons in our life that we have to endure. Amen. We're just going to go around. Any final words? Any final words? We're going to go around the room, around the table tonight.
Hey. I'm going to say this. Do not miss the next one. Do not keep on coming. Bring your questions. Give your feedback. I know the visionary, my mom, you know, she on that thing. You know, we're going to be doing this thing. And I believe deliverance and healing can take place even through the airways. And just know that, you know, there is nothing that God will not see you through. And so know that we're praying for you. And if you have prayer requests, send it to us. We would love to stand in prayer with you as well.
Amen.
Well, just real quick. I'm sorry, Pastor Brecker. You can go ahead. I'm thankful to be, you know, at the table with my beautiful anointed sisters. I'm thankful for each and every person who has joined in. And like we have pretty much said, we are thankful that you are here. And we pray that something that we said tonight, you know, has blessed your spirit. Just know that what you're going through is not just unique to yourself. You might feel alone. You might feel like we're, you know, nobody else is going through it. We have gone through and continue to go through as he takes us and molds us all through the process. So just be encouraged and know that you will make it, you will come out, and you will be greater than what you went in as.
Amen. And I truly am a believer of that. God is awesome. He's faithful. And I want to just pray that you will be encouraged through this word on tonight. I pray that it will go deeper than just going into your ears, but that it will prick your heart and it will last through everything that you're going through, this transition, this storm, because the word of the Lord is alive. It's not just idle words, but it has the power to redeem. It has the power to encourage, to uplift, to motivate you, and to move you to a deeper place in God. And one of the things that God has shown me is that through that transition, he wants to reveal more of himself to us. So just get ready to see more of God. Amen. Take the focus off of the pain and onto the promise and what God wants to do in your life. He wants to reveal more of himself to you. If I can just leave you, Hebrews 11:6, without faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So don't just go to God believing that he is. Believe that he is your rewarder if you diligently seek him. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And my final words to you is the transition that you're going through is just letting you know that you have lost the ability to say no to God. And now you're allowing him to be the Lord of your life. So take it one step at a time. Go through it by faith. Surrender your will to his will and watch what God will do for you. There's a saying that says expectancy is the breeding grounds for miracles. Stay in expectancy. As we transition, expect it to happen and watch God do it. We love you guys so much, and we thank you guys for joining us tonight at the virtual table. And we just want to send prayer to our sister evangelist. Thank God for her tonight. We believe in God for total healing. Bind up in the spirit of adversary. Amen. And we're going to close out, and we're going to ask Prophetess Ayana is new to our table tonight. We're going to ask her to close us out in prayer tonight. And then, guys, look forward to our next episode coming soon.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for allowing us to come together, Lord, to be able to just talk about your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for those that are tuned in. And I love what my sister, Pastor Rebecca, said, Lord, allow it to go into their heart, God. Allow it to be a seed that was either planted or watered, knowing that you're going to give the increase. And Lord, we just thank you and we bless you tonight. We continue to raise up our sister. Marlo, Lord, that you would get the glory, that you would just touch her. Lord, even though she's going through pain right now, Lord, we know that there's a praise that's getting ready to come out of her business. We thank you in advance, and we pray for each and every person that is tuning in, Lord, that you would see them through, that they would know that you're going to see them through, that they would feel your presence as never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We love you all. And remember that Pastor Veronica said, send your prayer requests, send your questions. If you guys have any special topics that you guys want us to speak about, hey, we'll do it right here at Real Talk at the virtual table. We love you all. God bless you. God bless you.